The Jordan L. Special Service District, or JSSD, board meeting took place on January 14th at the County Administration Building in Heber. The Special Service District serves as a utility provider for culinary water and sewer in the Jordan L. area. One of the first things done at the meeting was the approval of a new interim general manager, Max Covey, who had been working as the JSSD assistant manager. Covey says that the outgoing Jordan L. Special Service District manager, Ron Phillips, was offered a position in another state, and although he enjoyed his time at the district, he was ready to move on and do some new things. Covey explains the council approved the creation of the Mayflower Mountain District in order to give Extel a mechanism for funding the creation of snowmaking infrastructure in the new mountain resort.
Jordan L. Special Service District is still the culinary water and the sewer provider in the area, with the snowmaking system being very much operated and maintained by the resort. That is something that we have never really wanted to be a part of. We do deliver snowmaking water to both Deer Crest and Deer Valley. How that is handled is we will pump it up to their property and then we hand it off to them and then they operate their snowmaking system as needed. And so this district was just to allow DLX and MIDA to have some different options to look at for the funding of that infrastructure.
Covey adds that while the county's actions give the development another tool to fund their snowmaking process, it doesn't harm the county. Wasatch County will not loan or donate any funds to support the creation of the infrastructure, nor will the county's credit be at risk. At the meeting, the board also approved the Mayflower Mountain Development Agreement. The development agreement outlines responsibilities and expectations that both parties agree to. One aspect includes how many equivalent residential units will be expected in the development and how much water those units will require.
It just outlines this is the amount of reserved water that this development has. It kind of outlines the ERUs as well as the infrastructure. There will need to be new infrastructure built for this development. Some of that will be development level infrastructure. Some will be system level. And what that does is that just outlines how that'll be paid for, who's responsible for paying for that, and different things like that. So it's just a really broad overlook of the whole development and what their entitlements are, as we have on record. And moving forward, just outlines what needs to be done. You know, tanks would need to be built to provide proper storage for their culinary as well as fire protection and different things like that.
JSSD's board also heard from Extel regarding an annexation petition.
DLX has some property outside of the Jordan L. Special Service District boundary. They would like to annex the property that they own within Wasatch County into the Jordan L. Special Service District. This petition would just change the Special Service District boundary to include all of the property they own within Wasatch County.
The board approved to move forward with the petition request, which will require more steps to complete. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.